Mr. Riley, it is good to see you again before the committee, so would you please begin with your testimony?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm Larry Riley, Wildlife Management Division Coordinator for the Arizona Game and Fish Department, and I'm here on behalf of the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. The association is an organization representing the wildlife agencies of states and territories in the United States, which are key partners and implementers of invasive species management programs. State fish and wildlife agencies have broad authority and responsibility for the conservation of fish and wildlife resources within their boundaries, and their authorities extend to both native and non-native species. For that reason, we've got vested concerns in the prevention and control of unwanted and unplanned introductions of non-native species that can cause damage to our wildlife resources. Initially, we'd like to thank you for your leadership in bringing forward this important legislation, and we are supportive of the elements built into H.R. 669. Still, we believe that the bill could be improved in specific areas, and we'd like to work with you and your staff to do so. So my purpose here today is to provide a few simple suggestions of areas we could begin to work further together. First, there are issues of authority for wildlife that need to be further addressed in the bill. The Act exerts federal controls over importation to the United States and interstate transport and trade in wildlife, and that is clearly the authority of the federal government. The bill extends those controls to possession, transportation, culture, and exchange of ownership within the boundaries of a state, which are traditionally the role of state governments. We believe that the relationship between the federal government and the states regarding wildlife management is a sovereign-to-sovereign relationship and a collegial relationship. The roles of states in communicating with the Department of the Interior in the processes described in H.R. 669 should be consultative in nature, and the Act should respect the role of states to manage and regulate wildlife within their own boundaries. Risk analysis should be robust, fair, and equitable. The application of risk assessment processes described in the Act are intended to be conducted in a fair, equitable, and transparent manner. And that's one key element in managing the challenges that invasive species pose to wildlife, ecosystems, economies, and human and animal health. The association recognizes that many non-native species are valued assets as components of managed wildlife resources, as economic assets for agriculture, subjects of educational displays and scientific research, and as pets, and expect that those values will be fairly evaluated. In a number of cases, state wildlife agencies manage introduced species as components of states' wildlife resources, and certainly hope that those uses will be respected as well. We believe that the mechanism described in Section 3 of the bill can establish a much-needed framework to determine risk in advance of importation. Ultimately, this needs to lead to reasoned and well-informed decision-making regarding potential risks and benefits from future and continuing imports. Full risk analysis should add a dimension to the risk assessment described in H.R. 669 that provides evaluation of species proposed for importation. And we believe that Section 3 of the bill should incorporate consideration of factors that can mitigate or offset risks to allow for reasoned decision making. This is the kind of risk analysis that's necessary in good government and may provide for flexibilities not yet envisioned in H.R. 669, perhaps a concept of conditioned approval. My third point is that screening is an essential tool, and there must be triggers for screening. Screening of new imports of non-native species to the United States has been a linchpin of federal, state, and local plans to reduce the impacts of invasive species. It's also a daunting and challenging approach. Most regulatory approaches are founded on specific prohibitions and not based on a thorough catalog of animals in transport to or within the United States. So right now, there really are no triggers that stimulate risk analysis prior to importation. The screening process envisioned in the bill constitutes a sea change in approach. The proposed approved list in Section 4 of the Act could provide the needed trigger. The association supports establishment of positive federal processes that trigger risk analysis and allow for reasoned decision-making that takes into account potential risks and benefits and mitigating controls. We also recognize it's not without difficulty. Transition to a screened, approved list will generate initial fears and uncertainties among the regulated public, probably among regulators as well. The lists of non-native species already introduced to the United States, the non-native species in international trade, the non-native species in interstate trade, and the non-native species currently in culture in the United States are long and need to be better documented if we intend to base regulatory approaches on them. The establishment of the preliminary approved list described in Section 4 will be complex and controversial and may require greater time than envisioned in the bill. Fourth, invasive species are often, like politics, local. Analyzing the invasive potential of proposed imports is more complex than it sounds on the surface. Assessing and analyzing risk across the breadth of the United States and its diversity of habitats is a daunting undertaking. The considerations in Section 3 of the bill will somehow need to take into account the incredible habitat diversity across the United States, and thus risk analysis may benefit from some regional consideration. We're not entirely sure how to do this, but the approach needs to be clarified. This highlights the importance of collaboration among the states and the executive branch in implementing this kind of program, and I would consider how it will be financed. Section 8 of the bill sets forth a request or pay process, which is well-founded. But perhaps the development of a business plan that anticipates the cost of program development, as well as all aspects of program implementation, including list development, ongoing screening, inspection, and permitting, is necessary to guide the government in financing this program, potentially with appropriations, at least in the near term. And in conclusion, again, I'd reassert that we are supportive of the elements built into the bill. We appreciate the opportunity to provide you with our thoughts, and we hope that we will have the opportunity to work with you on continued improvement. This bill is about addressing one pathway of introduction of non-native species that hopefully can be meshed into an integrated approach addressing the diversity of pathways for introduction of unwanted or unplanned non-native species into ecosystems in the United States. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Riley, for your perspectives as a state wildlife manager. And thank you for solutions on how to make this legislation better.